This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The COVID-19 pandemic has hit people of color the hardest. These poor outcomes have been documented by health officials in Austin and across the country. Educators are seeing a similar trend when it comes to who's returning to college this fall. Here in Central Texas, one school is trying to reverse that trend. KUT's Allison Otagon reports on how Southwestern University is helping to keep its students of color on campus.
Alex Bell is a senior at Southwestern, majoring in anthropology. They've been paying for school with on- and off-campus jobs, along with some scholarships. And while they felt hesitant, they knew they'd want to be back on campus this year.
My thing is that having like a separate workspace and home space for me is really important. So I kind of wanted to do in-person as much as was available to me.
They've been paying for school with on- and off-campus jobs, along with some scholarships. But instead of heading to work to earn money for school, their employers had to temporarily close. That's where Southwestern stepped in.
So I actually had to use the emergency fund to get groceries when I first came back to the United States, was unemployed, so really was just living off of my savings. Used it again kind of recently because this past month I was struggling, had some unexpected expenses come up. And so, yeah, Southwestern's provided me with groceries a couple of times this year.
For senior Jasmine Herrera, her decision to return to campus wasn't just financial. Herrera is a first-generation college student studying environmental science. Because of the pandemic, her parents suggested staying home.
Personally, I do not have the financial funds to not go back to school, being that scholarships are not going to be refunded for future years. And so I honestly could not miss my chance to go back to school.
While Herrera was anxious about returning, she says school faculty and staff reassured her that they had done their part to mitigate COVID-19 risks.
I do feel safe and comfortable saying that Southwestern is considering the safety of their students and their health and taking into consideration their families.
Tom Delahunt is Southwestern's vice president for strategic recruitment and enrollment. He says the size of the university, less than 2,000 students, lends itself to close relationships. That makes it easier to help when students are having financial problems. Delahunt says the school's effort to teach financial literacy to families was not only a large part of maintaining this year's enrollment, it has helped the school grow its diversity.
We knew we needed to recruit in certain parts of the state more than we had in the past. And so we've changed some tactics and some strategies there. But also to educate people better about what it means to go away to college. And especially now in a pandemic when so many people's financial situation has been impacted.
The Hispanic and Latino population now represents 1/3 of the school overall. And the Black and Asian or Pacific Islander students each make up 10% of the total student body.
We have really revamped our recruitment efforts as we tried to make sure that our student body looks like the state of Texas.
He says being flexible with students of all backgrounds and on all fronts, making sure each knows what help and guidance is available, has made Southwestern's enrollment numbers possible. Alice Ortegon, KUT News.